The following is a review of quantitative methods principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in technical analysis. Our first LOS for this topic is to explain principles of technical analysis, its applications, and its underlying assumptions. Technical analysis is the study of collective market sentiment as expressed in buying and selling of assets. It is based on the idea that prices are determined by the interaction of supply and demand. The market price equates supply and demand at any instant. Only participants who actually trade affect prices, and better-informed participants tend to trade in greater volume. Thus, price and volume reflect the collective behavior of buyers and sellers. A key assumption of technical analysis is that market prices reflect both rational and irrational investor behavior. This assumption implies that the efficient markets hypothesis does not hold. Technical analysts believe investor behavior is reflected in trends and patterns that tend to repeat, and can be identified and used for forecasting prices. Technical analysis can be contrasted with fundamental analysis, which attempts to determine the intrinsic value of an asset. While fundamental analysis of a firm uses the company's financial statements and other information to analyze its financial position and determine its value, technical analysis uses only the firm's share price and trading volume data to project a target price. Technical analysis is not concerned with identifying buyers and sellers' reasons for trading, but only with the trades that have occurred. An advantage of only using actual price and volume data is that they are observable. Much of the data used in fundamental analysis is subject to assumptions or restatements. This does not, however, imply that technical analysis itself is objective. Both kinds of analysis require subjective judgment. Another advantage of technical analysis is that it can be applied to the prices of assets that do not produce future cash flows, dividends, or interest, such as commodities. Technical analysis can also be useful when financial statement fraud occurs. Price and volume may reflect the true value of the company even before the fraud is widely known and before the financial statements are restated. The usefulness of technical analysis is limited in markets where price and volume data might not truly reflect supply and demand. This may be the case in illiquid markets and in markets that are subject to outside manipulation, for example, currency market intervention by central banks. For stocks of bankrupt companies, short covering can create positive technical patterns even when it is known that the stock price will go to zero. The next LOS requires us to describe the construction of different types of technical analysis charts and interpret them. Technical analysts primarily use charts of price and volume to analyze asset prices and overall market movement. Most of these charts have time on the horizontal axis. The time interval chosen, such as monthly, weekly, daily, or intraday periods, reflects the trading horizon of interest to the analyst. A technical analyst will typically start by observing longer-term trends on monthly and weekly charts, then look at recent activity on daily or intraday charts. If prices have changed exponentially, for example, a stock index over several decades, an analyst may choose to draw charts on a logarithmic scale instead of the usual linear scale. Line charts are the simplest technical analysis charts. They show closing prices for each period as a continuous line. Bar charts add the high and low prices for each trading period and often include the opening price as well. Each period is displayed as a vertical line, with the closing price indicated as a point or dash on the right side of the line. If the chart includes opening prices, these are shown on the left side of each vertical line. Candlestick charts use the same data as bar charts, but display a box bounded by the opening and closing prices. The box is clear if the closing price is higher than the opening price, or filled in if the close is lower than the opening price. Candlestick charts can make patterns easier to recognize. Point and figure charts are helpful in identifying changes in the direction of price movements. These are drawn on graph paper with price on the vertical axis. The price increment chosen is the box size for the chart. Unlike other technical charts, the horizontal axis does not represent discrete units of time. Instead, it represents the number of changes in direction. To determine when a change of direction has occurred, the analyst must choose a reversal size for the chart. A typical reversal size is 3 times the box size. Starting from the opening price, the analyst will fill in a box in the first column if the closing price has changed by at least the box size. An X indicates an increase of 1 box size, and an O indicates a decrease. If the price changes by more than 1 box size, the analyst will fill in multiple X's or O's. If the price continues in the same direction in the next period, the analyst will continue filling in the same column. When the price changes in the opposite direction by at least the reversal size, the analyst will begin the next column. Technical analysts are concerned with volume as well as price. Volume charts are usually displayed below price charts, with each period's volume shown as a vertical line. To perform relative strength analysis, an analyst calculates the ratios of an asset's closing prices to benchmark values, such as a stock index or comparable asset, and draws a line chart of the ratios. An increasing trend indicates that the asset is outperforming the benchmark or has positive relative strength, and a decrease shows that the asset is underperforming the benchmark or has negative relative strength. The next LOS asks us to explain uses of trend, support, resistance lines, and change in polarity. The most basic concept in technical analysis is the trend in prices. A market is said to be in an uptrend if prices are consistently reaching higher highs and retracing to higher lows. An uptrend means demand is increasing relative to supply. A market is in a downtrend if prices are consistently declining to lower lows and retracing to lower highs. A downtrend suggests supply or selling pressure is increasing relative to demand. Drawing a trend line on a chart can help to identify whether a trend is continuing or reversing. In an uptrend, a trend line connects the increasing lows in price. In a downtrend, the trend line connects the decreasing highs in price. When the price crosses the trend line by what the analyst considers a significant amount, a breakout from a downtrend or a breakdown from an uptrend is said to occur. Either a breakout or a breakdown may signal the end of the previous trend. Breakouts and breakdowns are important because the trend line is thought to represent a level of support or resistance. At a support level, buying is expected to emerge that prevents further price decreases. At a resistance level, selling is expected to emerge that prevents further price increases. In addition to trend lines, support and resistance levels frequently appear at psychologically important prices, such as round number prices or historical highs and lows. An important principle in technical analysis is the change in polarity. This refers to a belief that breached resistance levels become support levels, and that breached support levels become resistance levels.